From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sablesmith. As many as 80% of new mothers experience symptoms of the baby blues after the birth of their child. Treatments for the mood swings and sadness typically associated with the condition can include counseling, antidepressants, and even hormone therapy. But KBIA's Jack Howard has a story of a different kind of remedy growing in popularity, placenta encapsulation.
Megan Oberg had a rough time after her first two deliveries. One moment she'd be happy, another not really. The mood swings happened often, and she says that's pretty typical.
Most women that have given birth can tell you sometime within the first 2 weeks you tend to have some ups and downs as far as mood swings as the hormones leave the mom system.
For her third pregnancy, she wanted to try something new. So she found a birth specialist, someone who could bring back those hormones from where they began. The placenta attached to her baby. Oberg had her placenta encapsulized, essentially turning it into a pill. And she says consuming it made all the difference.
As far as hormone balance, it seemed like it helped with that.
Placenta pills are hardly mainstream, though. Yes, they've appeared on reality TV and in celebrity news, but hospitals aren't used to them.
For a long time, they would not. The hospitals would not return the placenta to the mom. So this is something that is slowly becoming more mainstream and more common. The hospitals are getting more accustomed to releasing the placentas.
Technically, placentas are considered biohazardous material. And while placenta remedies don't have specific regulations, some practitioners take extra steps to ensure they're safely prepared. Lillian Mason is a placenta remedies specialist, and she trains other specialists in Missouri and Kansas.
In the spirit of trying to be more safe than is actually required, we follow FDA guidelines.
You see, those rules apply to organ meat's temperature. It should be kept at 165 degrees to kill harmful bacteria. So Mason sticks a meat thermometer in the placenta while she steams it for 20 minutes. And regulations aren't the only standard she takes into account. Mason says tradition also plays an important role in the practice, which has roots in ancient China. Like when the placenta is being sliced,
you treat the organ respectfully, and that means that there should be no smashing or tearing or sawing on it.
After the slices are dried, they are ground up and put into a pill, encapsulated. Mason says the practice is gaining popularity in Missouri for moms and for aspiring placenta remedies specialists, too. In fact, Megan Oberg was one of them. Since her own placenta was encapsulated, she now prepares the pills for other moms struggling with postpartum depression.
I feel like it's becoming more and more mainstream just because people are talking about it. And it's kind of one of those things I feel like the thought is, well, it can't hurt anything and it might help, so why not try it?
For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Jack Howard, I'm Bram Sablesmith. Thanks for listening.